Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Remember John the Baptist, "Behold the Lamb of God who taketh away the sin of the world." Jesus Christ was God incarnate in flesh, and he came in flesh that he might be the Lamb of God. It's fundamental, it's foundational, God's dealing with things. It must be the shedding of blood, not good works, not just living right, not rituals or prayers, but by the blood we are cleansed. Jesus' perfect blood. I mentioned here weeks, probably months ago, about that divine blood of Christ. Do you know that was God's blood? Jesus Christ is God, very God. And when God, Jesus Christ, shed his blood on Calvary, we think of it as being man's blood. He was man in the flesh, but Jesus Christ was God, very God. That was God's blood. It was perfect. Remember us talking about this a while back? Amazing. Well, God's perfect blood. There is no forgiveness without the shedding of blood. And there is no perfect forgiveness without the perfect sacrifice. That's why the Old Testament saints could not be cleansed, because those weren't perfect sacrifices. They pointed to the perfect sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Let me hit this and we're going to move on. If Jesus Christ would not have died and shed his blood, if he would not have rose again from the grave, all those resurrected saints would be in hell today. Remember, you got me chasing all kinds of rabbits, Lord. Don't do this again. Remember rich man Lazarus. When Lazarus died, well, the rich man died, he lifted up his hell in flames. Remember the story? Lazarus died, he was in the bosom of Abraham. This is in the underworld before the death of Christ. And the rich man looked across that. He said, "Father Abraham," and by the way, I take this literally, "Father Abraham, send Lazarus over. Let him just dip his fingers in water and just let the water drip on my tongue, because I thirst." Remember what Abraham said to him? "It's not possible for him to go over there. There's a great gulf fixed between me and him." I think of it as a mirror, but anyway, a glass that you could see over. I believe the Old Testament saints could see over. Just give my, because Abraham was talking back and forth, and the rich man could see over there all of the things that were going on. Anyway, that's a whole other story. Just something to think about. They were looking, they were communicating back and forth, and I can't do it. When Jesus Christ died on, and they're in that goal. If Jesus Christ would not have died, that partition would have been broke down, and hell would have engulfed the whole underworld. Are you following? However, when he died, the Bible says he led captivity captive, which means he emptied the underworld. The thief on the cross, "Lord, remember me when thou comest in thy kingdom. Today thou shalt be with me in paradise." After Jesus went to heaven and put his blood there in the heavenlies, he went to the underworld and he emptied the underworld. That would be Abraham, Isaac, Moses, Adam, Abel, all those who died in the Old Testament, he took them to heaven. And if you will, if you can picture this, the Bible talks about hell, H-E-L-L, hath enlarged herself. I believe after Jesus emptied that compartment of the believers of the Old Testament, that he kicked that wall out. I think of like you're remodeling a house. And you're opening, you're expanding, you knock a wall down. And you open, now instead of a small room, now you have a big room because there's just one wall between. Jesus knocked that wall down. Now all underneath the earth, in the midst of the earth, is hell. That's the unseen world of the unbelievers. But that's not the final resting place of unbelievers. We're talking about burning in hell forever. It's not forever. That hell is just a temporary abode for the unbelievers. It's like a holding cell, if you will, until their final judgment at the great white throne judgment we see in Revelation chapter number 20, when the Bible tells us that death and hell is resurrected, all those in hell, and they stand before Jesus at the great white throne judgment. These are unbelievers. And they, whosoever's name was not found written into the book of life, will be cast into the lake of fire, which is a second death. So sometimes you hear preachers saying hell's for eternity. Well, that's good preaching, but the truth of the matter, the lake of fire is for eternity. Hell's just that kind of that temporary holding place until the great white throne judgment, okay? What that has to do with this, I have no idea, Laura. You messed my whole morning up this morning. Anyway, caught that rabbit. But anyway, the point is the shedding of blood. That's it. The shedding of blood is why they're no longer there. And now Jesus is there ever interceding for us. Now let's go a little farther. We're going to finish this. Verse number 23 through 28. It was therefore necessary that the pattern of the things in heaven be purified with these. In other words, 30 more seconds. What's the pattern of those things in heaven? The tabernacle. Those things, it must be purified of these things. In other words, the blood had to be, remember we're talking about those things in the tabernacle that Moses sprinkled on the book of the law and all these vessels and all. Moses sprinkled the blood on that, and that's what he's saying here, that they should be purified with these, but the heavenly these things themselves with better sacrifices than these. It was so much better. I got to move on. Verse number 24. For Christ is not entered into the holy place made with hands, which are figures of the true. We're talking now about the one in heaven. But into heaven, which itself now to appear in the presence of God for us. Underline that now to appear. Nor yet that he should offer himself often, as the high priest entered into the holy place every year with the blood of others. Because he only has to do it once. Jesus Christ only did it once, not every year. Verse 26. For then he must have often offered since the foundation of the world, but now once, underline that word, in the end of the world, hath he appeared, underline hath he appeared, to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. And it is appointed unto man once to die, but after this, the judgment. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and now unto them that look unto him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. Underline shall he appear. Three appearings right here, and I'll be done, that you see. Three appearings of Christ in these few verses. First of all, we see the present tense now to appear in verse number 24. Greg, throw 24 up there. Now to appear. That's present. Now to appear in the presence of God for us. That's appearing here in verse number 24. That he fulfilled his role as a prophet. In verse number 26, if you'll notice, never again. He is now fulfilling his role as priest. When he was here during his ministry, he was fulfilling his role as prophet. When he died and he's in heaven, he's fulfilling his role as priest. When he comes again, he will fulfill his role as king. So Jesus Christ fulfills those three roles, prophet, priest, and king. Only Melchizedek fulfilled that role. Remember we looked at that? Melchizedek was not Jesus, though. He wasn't God. It was a picture. Melchizedek was the prophet, he was a priest, and he was a king. Jesus, he pointed toward Jesus. Okay, so we see that in verse number 24, now to appear. Notice these verses, unlike on the Day of Atonement where the high priest would enter into the Holy of Holies one day, every year, over and over, the high priest would offer a bullock for his own sins and then enter into the Holy of Holies, sprinkling the blood of the animal seven times on the mercy seat. Having then offered the blood of the bullock for his own sins, he would go back outside, he would bathe, he would change his clothes, and then they would take two goats, and they would cast lots on the two goats. We talked about this. The one on which the lot fell on that goat was to be slain and offered before God upon the mercy seat for the sins of the people. This is what they would call the sins of commission.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.